All right, we're speaking with Mercer County School Superintendent Tim Forker. Obviously, you know, tonight at the June Board of Education meeting, a lot of community support, I suppose, a lot of red in the crowd, a lot of teachers in the district show up. So just kind of speak about, I guess, the response from you and the school board seeing that today.
Yeah, no, it's all positive, right? I'm a public school guy, so anytime you see a large contingent, you know, that's supportive of our staff, it's great to see. Positivity, obviously, you know, there are issues that we don't always agree on, but the folks that were in the room, you know, the feeling, at least from my end, was positive energy, even on items that we disagree.
And, you know, you heard some of the, or at least one person speak about the negotiation process ongoing with the, you know, teachers with the district. So just on your end, when you look at that, how do you see and hope maybe things end up shaking out with that?
Yeah, I think we can come to a reasonable conclusion. You know, both sides sitting at the table from the district side and the union side are reasonable folks. Everybody in the room wants what's best for our kids and our community. We can't fault our staff for wanting to make a decent living while they're doing this work. It's tough work. We'll just work to try and come to an agreement that's good for the long-term health of the district as well as, you know, the benefits package that supports our staff.
Something that was spoken about tonight too was, you know, wanting to see from the public side at least, I guess, is wanting to see, you know, that salary number go up. So as you work with this, you know, negotiation that's ongoing, do you see that as a possibility of something that could happen?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It never goes up as much as what teachers want it to or as fast as what teachers want it to. And I understand that. I come from a family of educators myself. So totally understand their perspective. I think they understand ours too. You know, they know we've got to be responsible with the funds and that are in our care and try and keep the tax rate as low as we can for our ratepayers.
And just with that, as the process is ongoing, just for you, I mean, how is that going so far? And then is there like a targeted date you want to hopefully have this, you know, figured out by?
Oh, midnight tonight. We'd all love to have it figured out by then. No, we'll get some more sessions lined up and we'll continue to talk with one another and we'll come to a conclusion, you know, when both sides are ready to do so.
I know, last thing really, when you see, you know, things like this happen or conversations like this, I think people sometimes always are maybe afraid isn't the right word, but you hear the word, you know, strike potentially coming out. Is that something you see as a possibility or do you think it might not get to that level?
No, it's always a possibility. It's well within their rights, you know. Obviously, as a district, we don't want it to happen. As a union, I don't think they want it to happen either. It's just a matter of coming to conclusions that fulfill both of our needs, right? You know, we have to keep the taxpayers in mind and the financial health of the district, and they have to keep their members and their well-being in mind, and we just come to a table and we try and do the best we can together.